This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Officials look for terrorism suspect. Belgian prosecutors say one man who was arrested in anti-terrorism raid Sunday in Brussels has been charged in connection with the November 13th Paris attacks. The suspect was not identified. Officials say 15 other people arrested have been released. Police continue to seek top Paris massacre suspect Salah Abdeslam. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel says the danger of attacks remains.
I can confirm that the threat for an attack is imminent and serious, and we want to ask our population to stay calm.
Brussels remains on the highest level of alert. Secretary of State John Kerry says there is no question he would like to see U.S. efforts to fight the Islamic State move faster. He said President Barack Obama has to make the decision as to which option to choose. He commented Monday in Abu Dhabi, where he is holding talks with UAE and Saudi officials. From Abu Dhabi, Kerry travels to Israel for talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas on the violence in Israel and the West Bank. A Palestinian attacker stabbed two Israelis at a gas station on the edge of the West Bank Monday. One of the two Israelis has died. The Palestinian was shot and killed by authorities. Earlier, Israeli police in Jerusalem shot and killed one Palestinian teenager and wounded another after the two stabbed an elderly man with scissors. Israel's prime minister announced tighter controls on Palestinian vehicles in the West Bank. The United States has imposed sanctions on four Burundians it says have contributed to the turmoil in the Central African country. President Barack Obama took the action against the four men in an executive order issued Monday. This is VOA News. A U.S. official says American special forces will go into northern Syria very soon on their mission to help coordinate local fighters and the effort of a U.S.-led coalition targeting Islamic State militants. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Brett McGurk said Sunday during an appearance on CBS Television's Face the Nation that while the troops are going into Syria, the U.S. will not say exactly when that will happen. British Prime Minister David Cameron offered France new assistance Monday for its airstrikes against Islamic State insurgents in Syria. He said he would ask the British Parliament later in the week for approval to join the fight against the jihadis.
I'll make the case for Britain to join our international allies in going after ISIL at their headquarters in Syria, not just Iraq.
In a visit to Paris, the British leader told French President Francois Hollande that French jet fighters could use a British airbase in Cyprus to launch their attacks on Islamic State targets and also offered air-to-air refueling services. Russian President Vladimir Putin met with Iran's supreme leader Monday after arriving in Tehran on a one-day trip. He is in the city to attend a summit of gas-exporting countries. Mali began 3 days of mourning on Monday for the victims of Friday's hotel attack that killed 19 people. Neighboring Senegal, Mauritania, and Guinea are also observing mourning periods. Malian authorities are searching for at least three suspects they believe are connected to the attack. A police official says investigators are following several leads in the case. Pope Francis will arrive in Kenya November 25th to begin his first official visit to Africa. He's expected to address issues such as climate change, interreligious and interethnic peace, and poverty. Jill Craig has more.
Streets are being paved, banners have been hung by the highways, and Pope Francis-branded merchandise is for sale, all to welcome the pontiff when he kicks off his Africa tour in Kenya. Pope Francis is scheduled to speak with young Kenyans during his trip, and if this visit is like previous ones, he will likely urge them to work together, dream big, and above all, have hope. The Pope spends 3 days in Kenya before leaving for his next destination, Uganda. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
At least 100 bodies have been recovered, and rescue workers in northern Myanmar are pulling more bodies from the rubble 2 days after a landslide near a jade mine. Reuters reports while friends and family have identified some of the bodies, stacks of unidentified corpses remain. Officials say at least 100 people are still missing after the collapse. Authorities had said earlier that the dead were miners picking through waste and tailings for pieces of jade to sell. However, authorities say the collapse occurred when many of the miners were asleep. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The Voice of America.